the energy, how the energy price rises and the recent rise in crude oil prices affect the forecast as we see it. So far, it's interesting that the price rises, which have been dramatic in the last several months, have largely been absorbed. But we can't help but be concerned that these rising prices will affect, as I said in my earlier remarks, headline inflation that includes the numbers for energy prices and food. I'm not going to speculate on an exact number, but clearly as measured by headline inflation, these rising prices have the potential, at least, of creating inflationary pressures. Any other questions? Yes. Question is, what do I think is the current greatest threat to the American economy? Thinking in terms of threats, I guess I would repeat this first scenario that I played out, which is that the downturn in housing combined with flowback from financial turbulence just creates a much stronger impact than we anticipate. Having said that, I'm always concerned in this unpredictable world of some kind of a shock that could come from political events, geopolitical events, natural disasters, pandemic flus and such, as the out-of-the-blue factor that we have to concern ourselves with. And although I'm changing the subject slightly, we spend a lot of time in the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta in our operational areas ensuring preparedness for some kind of an emergency. And my colleagues in these areas don't always get the same attention that people who work in monetary policy get. And in our district, as you know, we've had the real live experience of Katrina, in which the payment system was pressured. So I'm changing the subject, obviously, but as regards something like a natural disaster or some shock that comes to the system, I do want everyone to know that we spend a lot of time preparing for that in an on-the-ground way. Yes, sir. The question is, do I forecast the continued downturn of the dollar, the continued depreciation of the dollar, and if so, what would it mean to us domestically? Fed officials usually decline to comment on the level of the dollar and the direction of the dollar. That is largely the brief of the Treasury Department. Having said that, let me talk a little bit about research that was done recently by some of my colleagues in the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. And they looked at the cost pass-through from currency movements, relative currency movements, to inflation and to the consumption in the United States, and found that currency appreciation of a foreign currency doesn't automatically pass through to our cost. So the conventional wisdom is that a continuing depreciating dollar should have some negative effect on inflation rates, but some of our research suggests that it's a more complicated picture than that. The pass-through is not necessarily automatic. Yes, sir. Question is the large government public sector debt that has accumulated over recent years. I won't tie it to the current administration alone, but in any event, it is there. What effect does that have on our economy? Again, it's one of those questions in order to preserve political neutrality that we try not to get into if it's a hot political issue. But I would say the greatest concern relates to the oncoming entitlement wave that starting in roughly 2012, will require financing, and the combination of debt levels and debt service, calling upon the resources of government budgets, plus entitlements, is a serious financial challenge coming forward. So that's, to me, the issue. If we did not have that wave of entitlements coming, and there's people my age and people in the room who will be qualifying for Social Security and Medicare and such, if we did not have that coming, I would say I think the debt is manageable as a in relation to GDP. So that's the way I think you have to look at government debt, as in its relationship to the total size of the economy. We are a $13 trillion economy. One more? Last question, right? The question is, can I comment on the impact of the water shortage, particularly in North Georgia and around Atlanta, on Atlanta, its region, and the region in general? And thank you for the question. This is one we anticipated, actually, as some of my associates were putting together likely questions. And we don't have a very good answer to your question. The water shortage could have a severe impact in the short term, at least, in the greater Atlanta and North Georgia area, less so downstream and less so throughout the region. What's interesting about these natural disaster or similar kinds of shocks is that they really don't show up in the macro numbers to any great extent. An example would be the fires in Southern California. Last week, I was with my colleague from San Francisco. We were talking about the fires, and she said, devastating to Southern California. Large loss numbers, but they will not show up in the macro numbers to any great extent. Even Katrina and post-Katrina, the difficulty in distribution of gasoline really didn't much show up in the national numbers. So the water issue is very much a local economy issue, and I think the answer is, in the short term, it could have some serious effect, but very isolated around Atlanta, North Georgia. And then longer term in the state of Georgia and with the partner states of Alabama and Florida, it clearly is going to require some long-term planning in order to not have this kind of problem in the future. But it is a local economy problem. Thanks, everyone, for your attention. I enjoyed being here.